WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Hey, it's Cassie.
Hey, it's Shelby, and we're from Chatham.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Listener-supported hands-on radio.
For Greene and Columbia counties. Have a nice day.
Yay!
Savor some seasonal spirit this coming Saturday, December 10th at 5 p.m., as the Diamond Opera Theater Holiday Concert unfolds at Hudson's historic First Presbyterian Church. Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols will be performed in the original setting, along with other holiday music, old and new. This 5 o'clock concert will be a benefit for the Diamond Opera Theater. The First Presbyterian Church is located at 369 Warren Street, at the corner of 4th, in Hudson, New York.
WGXC underwriting support provided by the Catskill Community Center, providing after-school and summer programs in the arts, athletics, education, and recreation for the youth of our community. Also offering for adults community yoga, Zumba, art, and parenting classes. 344 Main Street in Catskill and online at catskillcommunitycenter.org.
You are listening to WGXC. 90.7 FM. Accra, I'm the magic stranger. Please join Deep Throat and I every Thursday night from 9:30 till midnight. Together we will mine the underground sounds from that endless year the humans landed on the moon!
Welcome to WGXC. I'm Loretta.
I'm Felix.
I'm Phoebe.
Yeah.
I'm Mom.
No, you're not.
I am. I am Mom.
Prove it.
Well, there were only two people with you when you were born, and I was one of them. So...
prove that. See, you have no proof that you're my mother with you at this moment.
You know,
moment.
I actually have plenty of proof, but, you know, it's a little personal.
Moment.
You know, it's a little personal.
But you do not have it with you at this moment.
Yes, your mother was another older person who looks exactly like you.
Can we talk about something else?
Okay, Phoebe.
Thanks, Phoebe. Phoebe, how are you?
I'm good, Karen.
Thanks. Thanks, that's great. That's really great.
Wait.
I'm good, too. No one asked you your opinion, Felix.
Yeah, we're not waiting for your signature of approval.
Yes, you are.
No.
Oh, burn.
I'm not.
I wanted to know how Felix was doing.
Yeah, but you're 40-something.
I'm going to make it my mission today to be the nice one on the show.
I'm going to make it my mission to be the mean one on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not going to do very well at that, Phoebe.
No,
you can't prove that.
Yeah, burn.
What's over here with you, Professor?
Burn!
Professor Evidence over here, needing proof of everything.
You have no proof on that. Yes. Is there something you'd like to say?
No.
Oh, okay then.
Please.
Okay, so are you guys doing anything for Christmas?
Well, we're going to New Jersey and we're going to Westboro and we're going to my mom's house, my dad's house, and I think that's it.
We're going to go to Washington, D.C., because that's where our cousins live. This is going to be the second year we're going there for Christmas.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Washboro's in Massachusetts.
It's a burn.
I knew that. How is that a burn? That's a... What?
I like saying burn.
I could tell.
Where in Massachusetts is Westboro?
I don't know.
It's somewhere over the rainbow.
Well, luckily, it's not a very big state, so hopefully you'll find it.
Yeah. We'll find our way. Space Lady will help you.
Are you driving, Felix?
No, Mommy is.
Felix is...
He's 11.
I'm older than him.
So burn, Felix.
I'm older than all of you put together.
You have no proof on that.
Burn, children. Including me.
Yeah, go ahead. Add them all up. We've got 11, 11, and 8. You guys are nowhere near as old as me, all of you put together.
We're pretty near.
No, nowhere near.
Yeah.
We would be exactly 30 put together.
Are you like 155?
Yes, Phoebe, yes.
Yes.
How old is Professor Nordberg or whatever his name is?
Farnsworth and Professor... And Zoidberg is not a professor, and Zoidberg is not Nordberg.
And Professor Farnsworth is 161. One.
Okay, maybe we should play music.
I don't look as old as him, do I?
Yes.
No, you have glasses that don't go out to, like, outer space.
Yeah, I like the thing in Futurama. Let me just put my reading glasses on. There's a lovely picture of you in here, Zoidberg. Okay, I'll play music now because people don't want to hear geek quote TV
shows. Yay!
People don't want to hear geeks quote TV shows?
Correct.
That sounds like normal life for most people.
Well, quoting
you
TV
don't
shows?
Turn
no,
it
geeks.
Off.
I see.
Okay, I'll play... Here's a new song. I just love this song. It's called A Town Like This by Cady Groves. C-A-D-Y Groves. I think that's a cool name.
Another person that I don't know.
You heard the song like twice before.
How'd you discover Cady Groves, Loretta? Talk into the microphone because people will then hear you.
Why is
it? Okay, here you go. We should have had backup, right? Remember, everybody? We talked about it.
Yeah.
I didn't want backup, and now we don't have backup, and it's not paying.
Yeah, I said I would have the computer as backup.
So burn, Loretta. Felix told me to say that.
Here's A Town Like This by Cady Groves.
I'm
Welcome back!
Loretta got angry because Karen coughed.
I think we should have a half hour show of Phoebe giggling because it's such a great sound.
Giggling over music that other people are playing?
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
And coughing. Coughing and giggling.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Did you go to the dentist and get laffy gas? Because that is...
It's laughing gas.
Thank you.
Laffy, laffy, taffy.
Phoebe, please giggle into the microphone because it's a really good sound.
Please talk into the microphone. I can't really hear you when you do this. Phoebe, are you okay?
And it happens over and over and over and over.
So burn.
Okay. Well, you guys...
Back to laughing.
While you guys finish up that...
She just turned our mic off.
Don't lose your sense of humor. It's your show.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not talking into the microphone.
Yeah, sorry. I'll take a lesson from you, Mom.
Okay, no more laughing.
Yeah, it just got kind of old.
Thank you.
So burn, whoever I'm talking to.
Okay.
I think it was me.
How about another song, guys?
No!
No, talk more.
Yeah, talk.
Okay, another song it is.
Okay, if you guys could watch any episode of Futurama right now, which one would it be?
I would watch the one where
The Farnsworth Parabox.
No. I would watch that one. Attack of the Killer App.
Oh, that one's kind of gross with Mr. Chunks.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's gross, an episode though. Where this evil person named Mom creates a new iPhone that goes in your eye. I mean, like, what a surprise. What's Apple going to come up with next?
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw that one. I think I saw part of that one.
It was a funny episode.
Okay.
Hey, Loretta,
song queued up.
Do you need backup over there?
No.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, but what happened last time you didn't have backup?
Yeah.
What happened last time is the iPod channel wasn't turned up.
Oh.
Nothing a little training wouldn't fix.
Okay, here's The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
I know the person that I would...
Ooh, like. Machine!
Yes, Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Dog.
Back up.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Mom.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hit around corners and she hid under.
Mics are going on.
Run fast for your mother. Run fast.
Welcome back to WGXC, home of the giant muffin.
You're not reading it again.
Talk into the microphone.
Maddie just got very, very dizzy when you were listening to whatever song you were listening to.
Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, and only you would know that.
Yes, because it says on my iPod.
So burn.
Well,
wait, I'm saying that to myself.
Singe.
I think burn is better.
Yeah, burn.
But I like singe. Singe.
Singe.
I'll say singe instead of burn. Wait a second.
So, Loretta, how's it going over there? Do you feel like we're ganging up on you because the three of us are over on this side of the studio and you're by yourself on that side of the studio?
That's not exactly why I feel like
we're playing football. Can I be the Miami Dolphins?
No. No, because Phoebe? I gave you what you want last time and you didn't read the script.
What does that mean, Phoebe?
Well, football. There's a team called the Miami Dolphins, and I really like dolphins. So, Reddy, you can be the Jets.
The Dolphins lost on Thanksgiving to the Cowboys, and that made my teacher very.
The Packers, you know.
No, the Packers.
Packers. Choose.
The Packers, I don't think, have lost a game all season.
No,
did
they're
you know
the
that?
Undefeated team.
So beat the Jets, Loretta. I don't want to lose.
Oh, and did you know that the Packers are owned by the fans? There is no manager of the Packers.
Or owner?
Yeah, mean? There's.
There's probably a manager.
Well,
a coach.
Yeah, there's a coach, but nobody, the public. Owns the Green Bay Packers.
That's pretty amazing. And you know what's really exciting about that?
What?
One of my best friends is a huge Green Bay Packers fan.
Oh, so they like own
Todd Abramson. Woo!
Todd is my daddy's name.
He didn't want to come on.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Dad, burn.
We're singed, you know.
So anyway, yeah, a shout out to Todd Abramson and Todd Johnson.
Either one is fine.
So we haven't been hearing much from you over there, Loretta.
Yeah, I'd like a Neptunian slug. Would that be yellow or purple? I don't care.
Morbo,
the,
I'm going to cook
purple
you.
Purple ones give you stomach disorders. Yeah, I said whatever.
Morbo, I'm going to cook you up a horror from beyond with mango chutney.
So we were doing Mad Libs one time, and you had to choose a liquid, and I did mango chutney flavored seltzer.
Do you even know what mango chutney is?
No, but
neither
I
do
like
I.
it. So singe or burn, you know.
Well, you might not like it, Phoebe. You've never tried it.
Well, Loretta,
burn?
I like it. Yeah.
Well, no.
Burn or singe, you know, whatever.
Phoebe, I really.
Mango chutney flavored seltzer?
Okay.
I think they're going to make that.
Oh. You can get it in the grocery store. Wherever's close to you.
How about guys, pond water seltzer? Do they make that flavor?
Yes.
Yes, they make
but
it in the
Poland Spring.
They make grocery store closest to you. So singe.
They make
or
a
burn.
They make a bacon flavor seltzer. No, they don't.
They make Wait, Phoebe's got something to say. Hold on.
So in Florida, I went to Florida, and my aunt, we both tried bacon-flavored jelly beans.
Oh, jeez.
They were disgusting.
I could assume.
Okay, so there's this website. that is really, really cool. And they have bacon-flavored salt.
Kid Robot?
No, Think Geek. Burn. Still in
Singe, Felix, Singe.
So no, not necessarily.
In that same catalog, there was unicorn meat, which I thought was pretty cool.
It's just a plush unicorn chopped up into little beets. bits, not beets.
Bits.
Beet flavored unicorn meat.
Okay.
Beats your cat.
But your cat not the ones that are fat.
The
like
most
my
healthy
cat.
Way to feed your cat. Beet yeah, flavored we have this unicorn meat.
We have this cat. Me and Phoebe have this cat named Tiger. And she's when she like jumps, it throws the earth off its axis.
She has so much blubber. Oh, can I tell you something? So we were at the dentist, and we got these, like, octopus thingies, and they were really squishy. And Felix was named Octi, and mine was named Seal Blubber.
I want to stick up for Tiger.
Bacon.
She's a really nice cat.
Me too. That's what I always do, and they're all, like, fatty, and, you know.
She's a sweetheart.
Baconated salt.
Wow, it's so futuristic here with this... caffeinated bacon and baconated grapefruit.
Have things changed on the outside? Is food in pill form? Are pills in food form?
I hope in the future that there are candies the size of camels.
Oh my god.
But without the hops.
Everything's changed.
Humps
not
taste
everything.
Like chicken.
There's still a roach problem.
Humps taste like chicken, I think. Camel humps, you know. That's kind of gross.
Humps taste like chicken?
No, camel humps taste like chicken, I think.
Does anybody know cool why they have the big hump on their back?
To store stuff.
Water.
But did you know that it's not like a big cooler? It doesn't store the water. I think it's the fat that's inside of it. It's really, really fat. It's like fat, and it soaks it up like a sponge.
Like Tiger.
Yes, much like Tiger.
That's really cool, Felix. That's one of those. Do you know anything else that's like one of those facts that like people think they know but they don't?
Nope.
Yes. Okay, I know how some people think they know how to spell bassoon. They think it's BASON, but it's actually BASSOON. So singe.
No, BASSO.
Or bent.
Do people think they know how to spell bison?
Bison.
B-I-S-S-O-N. Oh, okay. So it's bassoon is spelled B-A-S-S-O-O-N-Q.
With a U. Q with a U.
Phoebe, didn't you discover a word that doesn't have a Q? That has
yes,
a Q,
it's
but
that's... QWERTY. It's QWERTY.
I thought that was pretty cool.
And
QWERTY.
It's QWERTY keyboard. It's on a keyboard. It goes QWERTY.
Yeah, like, my phone is QWERTY. It's QWERTY.
Yeah, and
that sounds
I
really
just
cool.
Discovered the world.
QWERTY. What?
Loretta, when
you keep like making gestures at me, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Loretta, you're not really talking into the microphone.
Well, I can hear myself.
But you can hear yourself because you're in a room with yourself, and because your voice is in your own head. But
I can hear myself through the.
The nice listeners out there can't hear you very well because they will hear you better if you talk into the microphone.
We have listeners. I'm leaving.
Well, the people who. Are listening.
We have listeners.
Keep it on.
When did this happen? This is an outrage.
Phoebe's laughing again.
That was a fake laugh.
Maybe it's time to play another song.
I think the show's almost over, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on, Johnsons.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Phoebe and Felix.
You're welcome.
Yeah, guys, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We're signing off now.
Bye.
Okay.
Don't forget to tell people the name of your radio show.
Super Radio Maniac Fun. Woo!
WGXC, home of the giant muffin.
No.
Space potato. Yeah.
Yeah! Okay, wait. My show is called Super Radio Maniac Fun. It has nothing to do with giant dancing space potatoes.
Bacon.
That's all we're going to...
Bacon flavor.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Cassie.
Hey, it's Shelby, and we're from Chatham.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Cat.